Page 30. Unit 3. Society. Lesson A. Social pressures. 1. Grammar in context. B. Listen. What pressures does each person talk about? Are any on your list? We asked people, what are some of the social pressures you've resisted? 1. Chelsea, 30. Toronto, Canada, designer.
Growing up, I was always branded a rebel, which is a little unfair. I guess, though, that I've never really conformed to social norms, being single and not having had any children at the ripe old age of 30. I just never met anyone working as hard as I do. But having built up a successful career, I'm happy with my life choices. People say, oh, you'll regret it when you're old and lonely. But looking around, I see plenty of elderly people with families who are still lonely.
2. Victor, 36. Cancun, Mexico, ex-PR consultant and restaurant owner.
I recently decided to get out of the rat race, having been in it most of my adult life. I'd been thinking about doing something different, but then I got laid off and was offered a generous severance package. So, presented with a golden opportunity to change my life, I bought a small restaurant here. Working in the PR industry, people are under enormous pressure, you know, to look good, have the right clothes, and be perfect, which is really stressful. Not to mention the work hours. I got out. I'm earning less now running this place, but I just know I'll be a lot happier going forward.
3. Chin Sun, 23. Seoul, South Korea, businesswoman.
Thinking about it, this is probably going to sound silly, but I feel tremendous pressure to have an active social life. I don't have that many friends compared to my co-workers, or so it seems. I dread Fridays when they ask if I'm going out with friends on the weekend. And speaking of friends, with social networking, you're supposed to have hundreds of them, and I don't. I mean, not wanting to be rude or anything, I can't see how you can have that many friends, really.